the idea for our latest song, One Way, came about from a band discussion we were having at the end of last year. We'd come off a fairly busy touring schedule off the release of an album, and we were looking at 2017 and really looking for some new inspiration on how we wanted to approach the year. And we came up with the idea of looking for opportunities to collaborate with community on with our music. We found out about One Wave Group, who hold a Fluoro Friday event on one of our local beaches. And as soon as we came into contact with those guys and heard about what they were doing, that immediately sparked an idea for a song, and we've just taken it from there.
Lots of bands around the world over the years have used social issues as a catalyst for music. This seems to be going about it in exactly the reverse, in that you decided first that you wanted to write something about an issue and then looked for what that would be. Is that a different way of going about things?
For us, I think it was opening the door to the idea that would be an inspiring way to work. And as a band, you can get pretty wrapped around the axle when you've got a new CD out and you're doing all your social media about trying to get gigs and get people along to those events, sell tickets, sell CDs, and you're constantly talking about yourself and looking at your own situation, and you can get a bit tired of hearing the sound of your own voice. To be honest, we look at it from the point of view of for fresh inspiration. Let's find out, when we're promoting our music or we're doing radio interviews like this, rather than be talking about, the sound of the last album or who played what and where they recorded it, wouldn't it be more interesting and more inspiring for us, and we think for the audience, to be to be talking about where the song came from and doing something really positive with the music?
It's not long since the song was released. How has that whole idea been received?
Oh, look, it's been really well supported. We have a good supporter base, especially on the south coast of New South Wales where we live. But we have done quite a bit of touring up and down the east coast over the last couple of years, and so we have good contacts up and down the coast who were ready to receive new music from us. And of course, the One Wave organisation has its little pockets of supporters all over the world. So a lot of those people were really thrilled to have a piece of music that they had a sense of ownership about and could share with their friends.
On 2Bob Radio around the Manning Valley, you're listening to the voice of Lockie, one of the members of The Escalators, a band out of the south coast in New South Wales. Now, Lockie, obviously being coastal kids, surfing, I'd imagine, is something you guys are into. But further than that, does this particular issue touch a nerve somewhere within your band that's made you want to address this issue?
For me personally, it's been at the forefront of my mind. In 2016, I had two very close family members have some pretty, pretty serious issues with their mental health, and I was a contact person for both of those men in their time, and it really brought it home to me, I guess, the kind of messages that I'd seen going past in the media and that I was very aware of in the, are you okay and this kind of business. It really brought home to me the importance of, keeping those discussions open with people who are close to you, because, two of my closest family members were really struggling and I had no idea until it really came to the crunch.
Lachlan McKenzie is one of the members of The Escalators, a roots and reggae band based out of the south coast of New South Wales. And he's talking there about their new single, One Wave, which was written in support of the One Wave is All It Takes mental health campaign. So, what is the One Wave project all about? Grant Sibilko is one of the founders of this grassroots organisation.
The One Wave is a non-profit surf community. It's about tackling mental health issues with the simple recipe of saltwater therapy, surfing and fluoro. And with the fluoro, we have an event each week called Fluoro Friday, where we go surfing and share stories in the most ridiculous fluoro outfits we can find to let people know they're not alone and start conversations about an invisible issue that never usually happens, because people were like, why the heck are you wearing that fluoro outfit? And it just starts conversations about really personal things that people don't even share with their closest friends, but something about us dressing up in outfits that just helps start those conversations.
So there's an element there, I guess, of just wanting to make people ask questions, eh?
Yeah, totally. Just asking questions like, what the heck are you dressed up for? And they expect you to say, like, a bucks party or a birthday or something. And when you say you're doing it to raise awareness for mental health, they kind of stop. And some people, like, because I have bipolar, I've had other people share they have bipolar with me and they've never told anyone just because we're dressed up and we're kind of putting ourselves out there, you know.
Now, you've just touched on this, obviously, but tell us, where did this come from? What made you want to do this?
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, I ended up in the mental health ward of Manly Hospital, and I'd suffered from a bit of depression, a bit of anxiety for years, but people had no idea because I was just happy doing the outside, and I actually had no idea because we don't talk about it, we just don't understand it. But then I got put on antidepressants finally, and it was a misdiagnosis. I actually had bipolar, and these antidepressants sent me up to the manic episode of the high end of bipolar, and I ended up in hospital, and after 10 days, I was diagnosed with bipolar, and it was the hardest time of my life. I just thought, you know, my life was over because I'd been diagnosed with bipolar. But when I got out, the thing that helped me most was surfing and good people. I moved back to New Zealand. I took 6 months off work, and I surfed every day. It's the one thing that got me out of bed, and I remember catching this good wave one day, and for me, one wave is all it takes. Just that's the one thing that got me smiling again, and one thing that actually got me feeling again. So I wanted to share that with anyone and everyone to make sure they knew they didn't have to go through mental health issues alone. And the other thing that helped me was just talking about it. I'd hidden it for so long, so I just started telling a few mates. And I thought, you know, they'd judge me and treat me differently. But I found out that some of my mates had also suffered and never told anyone. And these are like surfers, the most chill people ever. And I thought, you know, if this is me and my mates that are suffering, there must be so many other people. So me and my buddy Sam decided to set up a non-profit surf community, One Wave, and just share this recipe of saltwater therapy, you know, letting people know they're not alone, and just dressing up, you know, like idiots to make sure people could start talking about it. And that's where One Wave started, and that's how Flora Friday started. So it started in Bondi, and then luckily it spread to a whole lot of other beaches just because of amazing people that are actually passionate about surfing and mental health as well.
What were your thoughts on the idea of bipolar and mental health before you were diagnosed?
I didn't know what it was, and I sure as hell didn't want to be diagnosed with it because it scared the heck out of me. You know, I think when people hear bipolar, depression's another level. People, you know, like, it's scary. You know, no one wants to be diagnosed with depression, and bipolar's a whole other level, you know, because it's got the highs plus the lows, and we don't talk about it, so we got no idea what the heck it is. So I didn't want to be diagnosed with bipolar, but when I learned more about it, you know, like, the people with bipolar, like, we're just trying to do good things and help people. Like, when we get on the highs, we just want to help people. And for me, that was quitting my job, wanted to start a charity. And when we get on the lows, you know, we kind of want to hide from everything. I kind of have learned that if you can manage that and, like, be balanced in the middle, then it can be okay, and you can live a good life. But if I hadn't been diagnosed, I would have been struggling a lot more than I am right now. So I actually am glad I know I've got it now, like, because at least I can learn what the recipe is to manage it.
What is it about surfing then that helps with this?
Mate, it's the funnest thing ever, and the best escape. You know, like, when you get out there, you never regret going for a surf because it's just like an escape from everyday life. You know, if you had a shitty week at work or struggling with the relationship, you go out there and you just escape for a while. It's like kind of meditation for me. And when you get a good wave, like, you just can't stop smiling. And that's what gets me out of the bed in the morning. That's why you see people running down in freaking their wetsuits. You know what? You don't see that many sports people are just running to get down there because they're just so excited about what, you know, what the wave's going to be like. So, yeah, for me, it's a combination of both the fun and the escape.
What should people do if they know that they've got a friend who is suffering in this situation?
I think the biggest thing is you don't have to fix it. Like, most of us aren't professional. So just being there and caring and just listening, if they're talking and willing to say, like, they are struggling a bit, like, that's the first step to getting better. And just being there and listening, like, I call it freeing the funk. Like, it's a big thing to actually start talking about it because they've probably been hiding it for a long time. So, like, don't forget the power of a hug. Just be there and listen, and then just find out, you know. I find asking them, you know, what are you feeling versus how are you feeling? Because then they'll start telling you about their emotions and their feelings. And then the best first step, you know, what I'd recommend is to go and see a doctor. Your doctor can, and it's just going there for a yarn. It might be just talk therapy is enough, but they can put you on a mental health plan, recommend whether you go see a psychologist and psychiatrist, and those sound really scary, but I see it as just mental wellness, you know, and asking for help is not a weakness. It's actually the first step to getting better, and it's a strength. So I feel like if you're just there for them, you don't have to fix it. Just give them hugs and listen.
How's it been received? How's One Wave going?
We've been amazed at the response. We started at Bondi Beach, One Beach, doing Fluoro Fridays 4 years ago. And then beaches just started. Like, there's a girl, Roisin, who paddled out at Byron Bay in a Fluoro dress by herself and started Fluoro Fridays there. It started at Whoopi Beach locally for you guys. It started at Port Macquarie. And now there's been over 100 beaches around the world at over 20 countries that have run Fluoro Friday events. That's not because of me. It's because there's a whole lot of people out there that are passionate about surfing and mental health. And I think it's just about finding a fun way to kind of start conversations about a very serious and dark issue is what's helped us get people involved.
Now, we can obviously find stuff out about One Wave via the web, but all of the Fluoro Friday events, are they all happening kind of at the same time? What's the story with how can we find out about the Port Macquarie event?
Yeah, Port Macquarie happens every week. Whoopi Beach is at 6:30 a.m. So most beaches start at sunrise, either 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. in the morning. But the best way to find it out is head to our Facebook page, which is One Wave is All It Takes, or Instagram, One Wave is All It Takes. And we put the times and the beaches for each week on the Thursday before that next day.